This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Joy Booth. She is the chair of Healthy ANSI. Joy also works at the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital Fitness Center as a certified personal trainer and exercise specialist. Welcome to our program, Joy. Would you begin by telling our listeners about Healthy ANSI?
Yes, Steve. Healthy ANSI is a partnership of concerned citizens that work together to improve the quality of health for all the people in Yancey County. We recently did a county-wide assessment where we listened to the folks of Yancey County, and we will now, out of that assessment, be focusing on the top two areas of concern for 2010, and those areas are reducing obesity by increasing awareness and nutrition and physical activity and increasing access to quality health care.
Joy, it's that time of year when a lot of folks think about or get into some exercise programs. What advice can you offer?
Well, it really helps for people to remember that they are in control of their lives and they're in control of the choices they make. And most people know that exercise is good for them, but they just don't know how to get started. First, you always want to check with your doctors to see if any restrictions apply, and then start your journey toward a healthier, more energetic life, remembering that little changes bring big rewards. Exercise is like a savings account. The more you put in it, the more you're going to get out of it. You want to set realistic goals for yourself and start at a level you can manage and work your way up gradually. For one thing, if you do too much too quickly, you can damage your muscles and tissues, and that can keep you on the sidelines. For another, your enthusiasm needs to last a lifetime. The benefits of exercise and physical activity come from making them a permanent habit. Just start with one or two types of exercise that you enjoy and that you can really fit into your schedule, and then add more as you adjust to ensure that you'll stick with it. Exercising with a buddy, by the way, is a good way to stay motivated.
What kinds of activities improve health and ability?
I'm glad you asked that, because each of the activities I'm about to mention are equally important. You need endurance exercise to increase your breathing and heart rate. You need strength exercises like weightlifting to build muscles and increase metabolism. And you need to include balance exercises. That's great for preventing falls, and it also enhances your sports performance. And finally, you need flexibility exercises to keep your body limber, and you want to stretch those muscles and the tissues that hold your body structures in place.
Joy, how much exercise is enough?
Well, that's unique to the individual, and your doctor or a certified fitness professional can help you determine the right amount. Research shows, though, that moderate exercise is effective in gaining health benefits. You don't have to begin with strenuous exercise at all. An example is, we want to walk about 30 minutes daily, but you can get about the same results by dividing that into 3 10-minute sessions, and that makes it doable for most people.
Besides walking, what are some other ideas that you can share?
Well, find something you really like. You're more likely to stick with it. Think out of the box. You could form a walking group with friends or family. Remember, exercising with a buddy is going to keep you motivated. Get together with your kids and learn to hula hoop or play ball. Walk in place while you're watching TV instead of just sitting on the couch. Talk to people at your work. Form an exercise group. Don't give up. Just don't give up. There's no such thing as perfection. We're not robots. We are human beings, and there will be setbacks. Make your goal one of increasing the percentage of healthy choices you make daily, and accept your setbacks and move on.
A hula hoop.
Yes, a hula hoop.
Okay.
I'm about to start a hula hoop class at the gym.
Okay. What are some local resources for working out?
There are a lot in Yancey County, so I'd encourage you to take a look at the Healthy Yancey page about to come out in the local newspaper, the Common Times. And I have written an article that's going to have a list of suggestions and the phone numbers so that you can find a place to work out that works for you.
Joy, tell us how can people get involved with Healthy Yancey?
We welcome everybody to get involved with Healthy Yancey, and you can call 682-7899 to find out how to get involved. Again, that's 682-7899, and have a healthy new year, everyone.
Joy, is there a number they can call you if they need to talk specifically about physical activity?
Yes, you can call me at 678-3488. Ask for Joy, 678-3488.
Thanks, Joy. It's always nice to talk with you. Joy Booth, the chair of Healthy ANSI. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.